This podcast brought to you by Atlantic Paper Business Supplies to make your life easier. Learn more at atlanticpaper.com.
Marianne.
Glad to be here.
Yes, and with us in the studio is Eric Shore, founder and president of PC Troubleshooters, which provides small to medium-sized businesses, technology consulting, solutions, and support. And we're going to talk about cloud computing and how business owners can incorporate it into their business. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. I know one of the things we talked about is you've been in business for 20 years, so you've seen a lot of changes.
I have seen a lot of changes.
What was it like when you started, and what is it like now?
Huge difference, huge difference. When I started fixing computers back in 1992, when I established PC Troubleshooters, we had dial-up internet. There was no high-speed internet. The web really was just taking hold. The web was a very brand-new thing back in 1992, so things were kind of simple back then. You know, I fixed a couple computers.
You know, that's the moment where networks actually have a whole different meaning today than they did back then.
Yeah, networks was more of who you know, right? I mean, networks are talking about computers, right? So,
So when we're talking about cloud computing, take us through and tell us a little bit about what PC troubleshooting does. Because you're not a cloud computing, you don't have hardware. You're not providing server service, are you?
We do a variety of things at PC Troubleshooters. One of them is, you know, cloud computing consulting. But for the last 20 years, what we've been doing is we've been helping companies use computers and technology to, you know, improve their businesses. I mean, you know, your data for a company is essential. It's key. And so we keep companies productive by maintaining their computer networks. Now, cloud computing is something that's happened over the last 5 years. But traditionally, what we've been doing, and we still do, is we take care of networks, servers, firewalls, computers.
Oh, so you're kind of a rent and IT department.
Right. We become the IT department for small businesses. That's what we do. There are a lot of small businesses here in Rhode Island. They don't have the resources or the need for a full-time dedicated person on staff to maintain their computers. So they call us, PC Troubleshooters. And that's what we become.
Can this be a solo business, one to two people business?
We work on small businesses, you know, a couple computers on up to 100 computers. That's our segment. And that fits the majority of companies here in the state. Right.
So, Eric, are you doing setup for folks, new businesses that might be coming online for the first time?
We do.
Or are you, say, for example, you have an existing company and they're doing some kind of an upgrade, or maybe they're making some changes in their staffing model and they're looking for kind of an outsource, you know, solution. Are these things that are relative to you?
We do all of the above. So I'll give you a good example of a client the other day. I met with a law firm that has had their IT infrastructure in place now for a long time, 7 years. That's actually a long time for a company to have an existing infrastructure in place. And so they hired me to come in and completely redo the entire network.
Okay.
Servers, computers.
So you are updating
email,
everything.
We're starting out fresh.
Oh, wow.
Because their stuff is so old that it doesn't make sense to upgrade it. So we're bringing in everything brand new and taking advantage of all the latest technologies, including cloud computing, to help them out.
Explain exactly what cloud computing is for people. I mean, we hear about it, but what does it really mean? Is it a server up there somewhere in the clouds that's grabbing all our information?
I'm glad that you asked that. You know what?
Little
question.
Angel wings.
I want to start off by saying I'm not a meteorologist, right? So when we talk about the cloud, we're not talking about the weather, even though we might like to because it's 100 degrees out today. But what we're really talking about before we get into cloud computing is what is the cloud? Mm-hmm. And I can put it very simply for you. The cloud is the internet. That's what the cloud is. Okay. The cloud is the internet. It's just a new term for something that we're familiar with right away. But what is different now today is that many companies are able to take advantage of the internet and using cloud computing, and we'll get to what the definition of that is in a second, because we have such great high-speed internet out there today, and it just keeps getting faster and faster and faster. So that opens up a whole new world for us because we can get this stuff so quick today. So if the cloud is the internet, cloud computing is using the internet to access our programs, to store our data, to do all sorts of great stuff. I'll give you a great example. I think most of us out there today are already using cloud computing, and you may or may not even know it. If you're on Facebook.
Gmail,
yes.
Facebook,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Google? iCloud.
Google, right.
If you're on Mac and you're using iCloud, then you're on the cloud.
Like residential cloud computing applications.
Yeah.
So, you know, for businesses, cloud computing can be hosted email. Cloud computing can be backing up your data to the cloud.
I was going to ask you about backup. That was my next question with backup with cloud computing.
You know, that's one of the things that I primarily do for all of my clients is we back up their data to the cloud. You know, we have secure data centers, and that's a no-brainer. That is something that all of us should be doing. Is you should never have your data just locally at your office or your home or wherever.
So something like a Carbonite service where you've got
Carbonite is like a home-based service. You know, we have other, you know, more industrial-sized products for small businesses to help them.
What's the advantage of that, Eric, versus, you know, getting an external hard drive?
The external hard drive is something that, A, is dependent upon you to do the backup.
Right.
And, you know, we're all human. Maybe I'm not in the office that day. I don't do the backup. Maybe an employee is out on vacation and they don't do the backup for a week because of that. And then also, an external backup doesn't really go off-site very easily. It's a very manual process. So when you use the cloud to backup, it's something that's automatic. It's hands-off. It's done for you in case of disaster.
It's usually automatic. You're setting the settings. And it's crawling your computer to pick up files and to deposit them.
Right? After there's an initial, like, primary backup where all of your stuff gets sent.
Everything is synced up and,
Then just the changes go across. And it is so key to have an off-site backup. I can't stress this enough. I have hundreds of customers, and I see on a almost weekly basis some kind of crazy disaster that happens. I'll give you another example of something that happened just this week. We have a customer. They had a water main break right outside their office. Mm. 3 feet of water in their office, and all of their computers went for a swim.
Yeah.
That's why you want to have an off-site backup, because you just never know what's going to happen. It could be a fire. It could be a flood. It could be a theft. It could be
so much
so
for
many
external
things.
Hard drives. Yeah. External hard drives took a swim as
right,
well.
Right, because those would have been in my bottom drawer right
yes,
near the floor.
Yes, that's right.
Right, right. That's why using the cloud for backup is probably one of the best uses for the cloud.
Now, Eric, can you have a one-person business, a two-person business, can you be very small and use your services and have this backed up?
Yes, absolutely. We scale. And that's another beautiful thing about the cloud is that it grows with you. So if I have a couple people that I need to back up, great. We can do that for you. We can help you out and provide you a good solution. If there's 100 people that need to back up, we can scale that as well. The cloud is wonderful because you don't have to like buy all this additional equipment. So as your business grows, you don't have to go out and buy all these extra servers and all that other stuff. You just go to your cloud website, or you call up your IT consultant and say, hey, we're adding a few new people, and it gets done.
So it gets backed up automatically.
It does.
Yeah, but basically what cloud computing companies are doing is they're providing you with space in a very, very, very large server farm. So they're the ones who buy the hardware. They're the ones who figure out how to keep it cool, how to keep it safe, how to manage the security. And so if you're going to do cloud computing, what you're basically doing is you're renting space in somebody else's servers.
Okay, so here's a question. Confidentiality. Mm-hmm. That's a question I have to ask you. People that, let's say, want you to back up their QuickBooks files or their legal documents,
yes,
or if an attorney wanted to use you, or a physician, you know, very highly confidential material. Talk about that and about confidentiality and safety.
Security is one of the things that I am primarily focused on because it is so important. And if you're going to store your stuff in the cloud, it is essential that you partner up with somebody that takes security seriously. There needs to be encryption. And, you know, when you store your stuff on a reputable cloud service provider, they have commercial grade encryption and other things. And what I have found through my experience is that it's much safer to keep your stuff in the cloud because it's in a big data center. They have experts. That's their primary job versus I'm keeping it locally at my office, and maybe I have good security, maybe I don't.
Right. Or I had staff turnover and I didn't make changes.
When you save the material, let's say it was for a law office, and you have encryption, do you have that password or only the law office has it?
As an IT consultant, I am privy to a lot of confidential information, and I, you know, it's a partnership. And so as part of the partnership, you need to trust me with...
You become their administrator.
I do. So you need to trust me with passwords and other confidential things so that I can help you protect your network. So I do have access to that.
All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more to Eric Shore. He's right here, president of PC Troubleshooters. And how can people find you, Eric? We're going to come back with you, but give us your number.
You can reach us at 401-921-2607 or pctrouble.com.
Okay. You're listening to Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin with my great co-host, Marianne Snow, who is extremely technology savvy. And she is a digital expert in helping small businesses, medium businesses, and big businesses to digitize, to have digital strategy for their companies.
I am, yes. Okay. I just actually got back from a webinar in Boston.
Wow. So, all right, folks, stay tuned. You're listening to Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin. Right here on AM 790. We'll be right back. Host Marianne Snow, and we are talking today to Eric Shore, and he is the president of PC Troubleshooters right here in Providence, which provides small to medium-sized businesses technology consulting solutions and support. You can give us a call with any questions about backup, which is, of course, vital to businesses, at 437-5000. That's 437-5000 or 888-345-0790. You can also call Eric at 921-2607. And as for Eric, say you heard it here on Positive Business, and if you're interested in having your materials backed up or solutions from PC Troubleshooters, he will give you a special offer. Just say you heard it right here. So we're going to talk about...
And one of the things I was thinking about was the fact that very often small businesses, particularly the last 3 years, they kind of sprung up because a lot of people transitioned out of corporate America where they had IT departments and things like that. And now they're at home. And they may have started a business and they've basically got a desktop. And they're not running servers because they don't have networks. They may be one, two-person shop. Things aren't talking to each other. Let's give them a little wellness checklist, please. You know, just let's go through and talk to those folks out there and say, if you haven't done this, that's going to be a problem for you. So top 10 list.
Well, first and foremost, I would say that small businesses are, even if it's one or two computers, are just as much of a target for hackers and other things as big businesses. As a matter of fact, they might even be more of a target. And so a lot of people have a misconception that they are not a target because who wants my stuff, right? I only have a couple things here or there or whatever. So maybe they don't have a firewall. Maybe they don't have good antivirus. Maybe they don't have a good strong password to protect their stuff. And that is really a misconception because there's a lot of threats out there today that look to get into easy targets. It's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
And what happens is there might be some malware that's out there or a hacker looking to get into maybe hundreds, if not thousands, or hundreds of thousands of computers so that they can use those computers to attack a high-profile target.
Mm-hmm.
Because they never do it from their own computers, right? They always use other computers. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of small businesses out there that really don't take security very seriously, and they need to because they're a pretty big target and an easy one
as well. So what should they get?
Well, they should have a good firewall.
Okay.
And that's a physical device. I mean, there's software firewalls too, but I don't really recommend those. If you're going to be attached to the internet full-time with a high-speed connection, you should have a strong firewall. There's companies out there that make them, like Cisco, SonicWall. There's a bunch of things out there that, and so that's important to have. And that's a device that keeps the bad guys out from your network, and it's constantly scanning your network as well for all sorts of malware and viruses and all sorts of other nasty bugs that all of our computers can get.
Okay, so we've got malware. Put it on your list. We need a firewall so that malware won't get you. So what's number two?
Number two would be to make sure that you have a good antivirus package and that you update it every year. You know, that, you know, package that you bought from Symantec or McAfee or whatever 3 years ago, it really needs to be updated on a yearly basis, because there's a continual threat that's out there. There's hundreds and thousands of viruses that are out there, and they come out on a daily basis. And many of them are designed to try to bypass your antivirus software. So you want to make sure you have the latest and greatest protection. That's really important as well.
Okay.
Isn't it true that the Mac system doesn't have a lot of viruses?
That's changing.
That is starting to change. So that's a very interesting question. And my advice up until recently has been, you know what, don't worry about viruses on the Mac. But
it's changing.
It is changing, because there was a piece of malware that came out just in the last month or two that infected over 600,000 Macintosh computers. So as Macs become more popular, and they are becoming more popular, you know, quite honestly, I have many business executives, you know, the owners of companies that I work with that have all adopted Macs. Their staff might still be PCs, but they're starting to switch over to Macs. And so it's important to protect your Macs as well, and to look into AV as well.
All right. So I also want to talk about smartphones. And smartphones get synced up to laptops, and they get synced up to computers. And people don't think of smartphones in relation to security, but they should, shouldn't they?
There's starting to be some risks with smartphones as well, whether it be your Droid phone or your iPhone or BlackBerry, and that's something that you want to start taking a look at as well. You know, first and foremost, you can run some antivirus software on your phones as well, because they are prone to attack, although not as much as PCs, but that, you know, that's starting to change.
Well, but as more people are using their smartphones for online banking, for paying bills, this is going to change dramatically.
Yes. And then the other thing that's important, too, is make sure that you have a password on your phone, because if you lose that phone and somebody picks it up and they can get right into it, they can get your email, they can get your contacts. I know for me, I keep all sorts of great stuff in my phone. So if you lose it, you want to make sure that you have the ability to have it locked out so somebody can't get into it. And then also, you know, Apple.
And passwords like not 123, by the way.
No, something a little more complicated than that.
Yes, please.
And then also, I know with my iPhone, you know, Apple phones are great because they have all sorts of stuff built into it. You can find your Apple phone by going to the, you know, the Apple. There's an Apple website. And you can locate your phone on a map. So if you lose it, you can actually find it or erase it as well. That's something that's really important.
Yeah,
yes.
That's actually a there are companies
and
that
I have an iPhone.
Provide that service. And Apple may do it for their customers.
It's built into Apple.
Yeah, but Droid phones, you can actually get the app on your phone.
There's a service for Droid, and then I think it's built into BlackBerries as well. A lot of BlackBerries are corporately managed through a server.
You know, Eric, as I listen to you, I'm thinking of the audience, and I'm thinking a lot of people are saying, gee, you know, I don't have a firewall, and gee, you know, I might not have the right backup, and my things are a couple of years old, and I'm not sure I'm listening, and maybe I should do something. You know, it's probably some questions coming up. So if can you go in and, like the doctor, and kind of give them a consultation and evaluation and say, here, you've got this, this, and this, and you need that, this, this, and this?
Absolutely. That's what I do. You know, as an IT consultant, I come in and I help all sorts of companies figure out, you know, what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, and how to fix it. I do a couple of network evaluations a week at least. So.
And you go to the business.
I go to the business. I take a very close look at all of their systems. You know, I have all sorts of tools and, you know, 20 years of experience on figuring out, you know, what we need to do to secure a network. So that is something that I do quite a bit of.
All right. So, folks, you know, your data is just so very important. And you may think that you're okay, but you never know. So do call Eric at PC Troubleshooters. And let's give you the number again. It's 921-2607. And you've been in business for 20 years here in the Providence area.
We're celebrating our 20th year
in July.
Yes, in a couple of weeks. Yeah, I started PC Troubleshooters when I was a student at the University of Rhode Island.
So how do you stay current in a world where things change in an instant, where there's Mac, there's, you know, every form of PC, everything shifts. How do you stay current?
Well, for one, IT guys like myself and gals, I should say, we don't get a whole lot of sleep. You know, there's a lot of reading and a lot of figuring stuff out. You know, there's constantly technology on an 18-month basis continually refreshes and is obsolete. So if you take a couple months off or something, you're going to get really far behind. So there's a lot of reading involved. I'm always working with our vendor partners on all of their new products. They send them to me. I learn new systems and figure out better ways of doing things. So it's a challenge, but it's part of the business, and that's what I thrive on. I really love it.
Yeah. What do you love most about it, Eric?
I just love the challenge. I don't know. As a kid, I always loved computers and bells and whistles and making things work. And that's what I do. I figure out how to make things work, but now I do it for my clients. I figure out how to make them more efficient using technology to help their businesses because it's key. So it's just a great challenge, and I get great satisfaction out of figuring things out for people.
Oh, and we also have to give a shout out to your partner in crime, right? Your sort of better half.
Absolutely.
Your wife, who really helps you and made sure you were on this show today, I might add.
She's my inspiration, absolutely, and my vice president of marketing, and she helps set up all these wonderful opportunities for me. And then also she helps me with strategy and helping to grow the business as well. So she's a key part of PC Troubleshooters.
Okay, yeah, we're giving you a shout out, Lisa. So if you're out there listening, we're just we're saying hello. Wish you could be here with us today.
Absolutely. We have time for one more question, which is, what are your clients right now currently using?
My clients, every client is a little different, so it's a challenge. But what we do is when we get involved, we try to standardize them as much as possible if it fits their environment, from backups and, cloud computing applications. A big thing now, what we're doing for many of our clients is what's called hosted exchange.
Oh, okay.
Instead of having an email server that sits at their office that's prone to all sorts of attacks and stuff, we're now sending it up to Microsoft, and they're hosting it for us and providing great service. And so, a lot of our customers are doing that.
So you're doing that for Outlook Exchange?
Yep, Outlook. And all the contacts and the calendaring and to-do lists and everything, that's all, a fundamental part of many small businesses.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to you about that.
Sure.
Because I need a good one, because the one I have now, not so good.
All right, folks. Today we've been interviewing, I was going to say Lisa Shore, but she's
Eric
listening.
Eric Shore.
Right. Lisa is the wonderful wife who I'm. It's really nice to see the husband and wife team in this, because as you said, that's what really, really helps to make it work so effectively.
It does. We work really well together, and we have a common interest, and we want to make sure that we're providing great service to all of our clients. Right.
And again, if you call PC Troubleshooters at 921-2607, they will offer you a special promotion and discount if you say you heard it right here on Positive Business.
Yeah,
Ask for Eric.
We'll take good care of you.
I will take care of you. Thank you so much, Marianne and Patricia. It's been fun today.
Yeah, it really has. All right. Well, stay tuned for the second hour, folks. We have Greg DeSimone, who is our business coach, and we'll show you some things that you can do to make sure that your business is working well. And then we have George Goins, who will talk about leadership. So power pack second hour for you right here on Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin with my great co-host, Marianne Snow. Stay tuned on AM 790. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.